I think that it will surprise a lot of people to realize that President Rawlins doesn't spend his time thinking about President Mills. I think it's a misunderstanding to think that that is what he thinks about. I think in the same ways where he used to criticize President Kufuor, people presumed that, that all he did was think about President Kufuor, which was not the case. That's not what he does at all. Most of the time, he has an extraordinary sense of humor. So he's either dealing or cracking jokes about bits and pieces, or there's a very serious side where it is the side that concerns him is about what happens to the ordinary man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always said to people that I don't hear President Rawlins talking about the concerns of, say, border-related matters with Ivory Coast on oil distribution and on where the boundaries begin and end. He has opinions on those, but he doesn't voice those. I mean, he voices opinions about the standard of living, the struggle of people, the killing of people, the justice or injustices of matters. If you go to some of his pet concerns and you talk about the Yana or the Mobila issue, for example.
Mm.
I find it sad when members of this government have tried to distort it and say he's trying to have people jailed. No, he's just saying, in his view, that if you continue and adopt a system that you've inherited, you will not get justice in the way that he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
That you actually need to question the basis upon which things were put together under the last regime. Take the opportunity as government today to reinvestigate or to set up or broaden the scope of reference or of committees, and then come to, and if at the end of that you then find nobody's guilty or whatever else be the case, then you have satisfied everybody, because a lot of the decisions and the points that he takes are based on how he sees the future. So they're not personal. After all, he was making these statements before we came to power, so they could not have been against President Mills.
Mm.
They were against a situation that he saw as an injustice. And therefore, if those had been put into place, he would not be talking about it. The fact that you're the custodian of power and have chosen to do nothing about it, and then the results are as he predicted they would be, then it is that you have a position. So most of the time, no, he doesn't actually talk about President Mills. He talks about the conditions in the country.
Mm.
He talks, his phones ring all the time. He gets about 3,000-4,000 texts every single month from the average Ghanaian. Now, if you take it that any proper research must be carried out on the basis of a minimum of 1,000 people, then he's probably more opinionated about what is going on in the country,
mm,
with the different sectors, with the people that really matter, because it is not big business that contacts him. It is the average person who's talking about the fact that they've got cholera, or the system is not working, or a government official is doing this, or whatever else may be the case. So that's where his focus is.
It's been said that is the way that he does it. I'm sure that you would know this. Has he tried doing it in private? Speaking about the situation in the country, he's used some strong words, traitors, greedy bastards in this government and all that. They are saying that he's washing the dirty linen of the NDC in public. Has he tried doing it privately that they did not listen?
Oh, I think he has on many occasions. And I think that his style should not be surprising or confusing to anybody, least of all President Mills. President Mills worked with him for many years, and he understood that. I think that there's a number of different conflicts here, MFA, and I think that if truth be told, there has to be internal self-examination on parts of people from government themselves. Because I think that if you were to be totally honest, which is crucial in my view, that if we look and see what was happening in 1 or 2 years before the elections, there were a number of people who believed that the Rawlins factor was irrelevant and was not required. And we saw even in parts of the campaign where people tried to distance themselves from the Rawlins side of the team. Now, we worked out of this building here with some of the people who are very close to President Mills today. And they're fully aware that come August of election year, that the NDC was running behind on the research polls. I've still got the data upstairs. His involvement, clearly, not only his involvement, but his involvement definitely turned things around. And I think that there are a number of people who are in government who believe that times have come for the Rawlinses to step aside,
mm-hmm,
and there to be a new way forward, a new way in which the NDC should now operate and think, a new way in which it is that they should grow without the Rawlings factor. And I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think there's nothing wrong with people having that idea, if really it is something that you can pull off, if I can put it like that. I think sadly for the system is that, given the persona of President Rawlings, it's impossible to ignore. And I think that we've seen over the last 2 years, 3 years, an attempt to do just that. We've had people, and I last year had to spend, how many times did I have to go in public to ask deputy ministers of state to mind their language? How many times did I have to take on the Omani Bwamas and Ajinem Boatings and Blakwas and the likes to correct the positions that they were taking against the founder of their party, which was totally disrespectful?
They say he asked for it.
They asked for it? Even if he did, are these children the people to get up and start questioning him? And the problem that there is, Emifa, and I asked it, I was on Paul Adumotri's program, and I asked a question to the camera. Does the president of Ghana give authority to the Nilante Vanderpoy, to the Koku Anyidahos, to the Ajinem Boatings, to the Ablakwas, to the Omani Bwamas, to the Haruna Idrisus, to the Kobia Champons, to make statements in reference to the founder of the party in the way that they do? And they were. Because if you're in charge, you don't. I mean, we work together. It's something that I found at a point. It smacked of a lack of control from the presidency, which is why I said it on public television. This is not the first time I'm saying it. I wanted to know whether the comments that were being made with the authority of the presidency. And there was never a response.